This is not our real body. This is started from parts of our parents' bodies. It's their body. And then we just develop familiarity with it. And we think, my body, my body, my body. But we didn't bring it with us from our previous life, and we can't take it with us. It's just like temporarily using it. But it came from others, it'll pass to others. It's not our real body. It's temporary. This mind we're using right now, very temporary, right? And it disappears every night when we fall asleep. And at the end of this life, when we die, our mind thinking, whoever we think we are right now, I live in wherever, Arizona, these are my activities, these are my interests, these are my friends, this is my family. That's all like our gross mind thinking. When we die, this gross mind ceases, along with all of the appearances to our gross mind, irrevocably, like last night's dream. But that doesn't mean our mind ceases. The gross mind ceases, but does so by dissolving into more and more subtle levels of consciousness. The very subtle mind and its very subtle inner wind never cease. They are indestructible. Our very subtle mind is our real mind. We've had it since beginningless time. It is eternal. And it is mounted upon our very subtle inner wind, which is our real body. Because this very subtle inner wind and it's mounted, which is the mount for our very subtle mind, because they never separate, if we can manifest them through completion stage practice and then use our very subtle mind of the clear light of bliss, and in this case, meaning clear light, and the pure illusory body as the basis for our imputation of I, we are a deathless person. Because that body and mind never separate. It's our real self. That's our real self. This right now, thinking I, we are not identifying ourselves correctly. And therefore we suffer, you know, it's coming from ignorance. We're not being punished. We just haven't identified ourselves correctly, you know. So we have to manifest our very subtle mind. Very subtle wind. So now we're starting to manifest it, you see, and it's becoming more like, now it's becoming the base of imputation, and it's about to transform into the body and mind of an enlightened being. And we will awaken from dreamlike samsara sufferings and become a fully enlightened being and identify ourselves correctly. And we become naturally an object of refuge and a source of happiness for all living beings. This is the real meaning of our human life, you know. Okay. When practitioners arise from this concentration of meaning clear light, they attain the pure illusory body and completely abandon ordinary conceptions and all other delusions. When these practitioners manifest meaning clear light again, okay, so they keep going back into meditation, these bodhisattvas, tantric bodhisattvas, they keep going into meditation, they're progressing, now very quickly progressing. When these practitioners manifest meaning clear light again, they will attain the union of meaning clear light and pure illusory body. This is the second of three unions. Remember, the first union was when we accomplished the union of our mind of great bliss and the emptiness of all phenomena. Meaning clear light, that's the union of great bliss and emptiness. Now we're accomplishing the union of meaning clear light and pure illusory body. And this is often called the union of the two truths. The realization of this union is the fifth of the five stages of completion stage and is called the union of the fifth stage. So this union, the second of three unions, is also called the union that needs learning. There's a little bit of learning left, right? You know, because we're about to abandon the obstructions to omniscience. which is the union of no more learning, right? Because omniscience is omniscience. It means we directly and simultaneously realize all phenomena of the past, future, and present without mixing any of them up directly and simultaneously. Okay, that's the potential of our very subtle mind. It's not the potential of our gross mind we're using right now. It's the potential of our very subtle mind, okay, which is now active. We're using it because we've gained these realizations. So at this point, we've attained the union of meaning, clear light, and pure illusory body, which is also called the union of the two truths, or the union that needs learning. So the pure illusory body, part of this union, the union that needs learning, will transform into the form body of a Buddha. And the meaning clear light part of this union, the union that needs learning, will transform into the truth body of a Buddha. So what's left to accomplish that transformation? We have the subtle obstructions to omniscience, which are the imprints of delusions in the mind. What does that mean? This is a very good analogy. If you have a jar full of garlic cloves, okay, and you leave those garlic cloves in the jar for a long time,
okay,
even when you open the jar and you remove all the garlic cloves, there's still some residue in the jar of those garlic cloves having been stored in there for so long. You know, you're right? So if you want to remove all effects of the garlic, you got to wash that jar. Even after, just emptying the jar of the garlic cloves is not enough. It's not yet completely clean because there's still like some residue of that garlic. So in this analogy, the garlic cloves are like the delusions themselves. And the smell of garlic left in the jar is like the subtle imprints of delusions. It's a subtle effect in the mind that arises from the delusions having been in our minds since beginningless time. And the imprints of delusions cause us to develop mistaken appearances or ordinary appearances. So previously, at meaning clear light, the fourth stage of completion stage, we abandoned all delusion obstructions and ordinary conceptions. So it's like we've emptied the delusion, the garlic-like delusions have been emptied from the jar of our mind. Okay? But there's still the smell, there's the smell of the imprints of the garlic-like delusions still in our mind. And this is like the final veils. It's like we're at the very last point of an ordinary being. I mean, to us, this person wouldn't even be an ordinary being, but from the final moments of a sentient being, where our mind is about to completely dissolve into the truth body and become the truth body.